University of Colorado.
We're joined again by University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy for part two of our conversation about the effects of COVID-19 on CU. And President Kennedy, you've talked about CU's response as a three-pronged approach. One, triage. Two, stabilization. Three, transformation. And you talked to us earlier about the triage and stabilization efforts. I want to talk a little bit about transformation. Pandemic has obviously had lots of challenging implications for the university, but it's also had some silver lining opportunities. It's allowed you to place a sharper focus on the need for online education, and that was a direction CU was moving for several months before it hit. But where's the university now in that effort?
You know, we have been focused on this since I got here and have just recently completed an analysis of the market for CU, of how online is evolving and what opportunities we have to deliver more education, in many cases working adults, but now in this post-pandemic world, a broader cross-section will be looking for online. And I think it's showing that it's even more important. The good news is we've had some strong progress in the past upon which to build. One of the key initiatives is to create a online acceleration committee to be thinking about how do we put this all together, the best of four campuses, in a way that we can have one of the regional or national leading programs online. So that committee is including people from across the campuses with a variety of working groups, one in academics, one in the operations, one on the IT aspects of it, one in the financial aspects of it, to answer some difficult questions, bring those proposed answers to the campuses in September, get their feedback, and try to make a plan in October for how we're going to really address the online needs of our state and region in a more meaningful way in the fall of 21. But we're also taking an effort to say, what can we do for this fall? Because you're going to find there's a lot of students out there that are looking for that authentic online, made-for-online experience. And we have some great offerings to do that. A couple of the major steps that we've taken, and I'm very proud of the way all the campuses have come together on this, is to take CU Online, which has been at CU Denver and Anschutz, bring that into a vehicle through which we can market programs from all four campuses. So there'll be several programs from both Boulder and UCCS that will be invited to join that. We have a platform, again, created originally at Denver and Anschutz called the Office of Digital Education, which has the back office support, whether it be marketing, whether it be recruiting, whether it be student success support, and other features that is going to be supporting these programs, a key selection of programs addressing some current needs of students that we're going to put marketing muscle behind and recruiting muscle behind for programs as is that are already online in the format that they are to try to address these needs. That will give us a early start towards this effort in fall of 21. It will let us learn how to work together in these areas. It won't take away any of the decisions that the online acceleration committee will be working on answering this fall, but it will allow us to more meaningfully be in the market. I think a key part of that will be, we've had a marketing campaign over the last year or so called All Four Colorado, emphasizing we have four campuses. With all four campuses being represented in CU Online URL, being supported by our Office of Digital Education, which will now become more of a shared asset across the system, this is a great next step for the All Four campaign to say, all four are available to you through CU Online. So this is an area we're poised to respond to, and I'm very pleased and proud of the way that all four campuses have come together to respond in both a short-term and a long-term way to meet the online needs of a post-COVID-19 world.
What is your long-term vision for online? What would you hope it looks like in, say, 5 years?
Well, I think online is going to grow. I think it's going to become more competitive, and it's going to be consolidating as all things digital eventually do. So we need to make sure that we're not just a Me Too entry, that we are an innovative entry. I think whether you're talking on campus or online, adaptive learning elements to it, virtual reality, augmented reality, to the extent we can infuse that into that, we need to do. But if you look at a number of our competitors, in online. They have many of them an external OPM or online program manager that requires them to sort of keep their online elements and their on-campus elements apart. In that case, if we can make them more of a mix and match option for our students, that's what they're looking for. That can be a competitive advantage that will elevate us amongst many of our peers. Another way that I think we can elevate ourselves is that many of the online efforts are sort of appendages to the university, not coming up from within and the drawing on the quality of the faculty. We're hoping to do this in a way that draws on the faculty quality that we have across all four campuses, to have our programs have that differentiated niche of being tied in to the main thrust of the university. And again, the two go together. If you're thinking of online and on campus as being more blended, and you're thinking of drawing on the faculty quality in both delivery modes, that's a very difficult thing to achieve. It requires a lot of collaboration, a lot of accommodation. But if we can achieve it, I think it is something that will set CU apart.
There's a subtle but I think important distinction between remote learning and online education. And of course, remote learning is what we had to turn to quickly in mid-March. But would you talk about that distinction?
Again, there is authentically on-campus, made for on-campus, delivered on-campus, and there's authentically online, made for online with no intent of ever having it be necessarily a campus experience. When you have to take a campus experience and quickly deliver it digitally, it's a good effort, a great amount of work, a lot of innovation to get there. But I think you're going to find students more and more are going to be gravitating towards the authentic campus experience, the authentic online experience. But I think as this evolves into the future, and as you have a number of professors that perhaps hadn't thought about digital components or hadn't thought about it with as much energy and activity as they have in the last several months, you're going to see that there will be many on-campus courses that have digital components. There are many on-campus degrees that have online or digitally delivered courses within those on-campus degrees. And you're going to see much more of a hybrid nature of it delivering into the future. But in all of that, we need to make sure that what is delivered digitally was designed for that experience, not just an on-campus delivered remotely, but a digital experience that is focused on creating not just the kind of learning outcomes we're looking for, but a fabulous experience for our students.
One of the other big projects you initiated several months ago was a look at CU's information technology infrastructure, and of course it supports so many areas of the operation. What needs to happen to allow you to get where CU wants to go, not just in online education, but with many of its operations?
Well, the information system support to deliver on the kind of educational experience, the kind of research experience, teaching capabilities is going to become even more important. And part of it is we're even more so today in a fiscal constrained environment. So that means that if we're going to invest in these new technologies, we need to try to figure out how we invest in it once as opposed to four times, or in some cases, five or six times. There's not just benefits from procuring things together, whether they be licensed for a common software, but when we're developing a tool that can deliver on student success, that can deliver on recruiting, we can invest more into that. We can have more state-of-the-art to the extent that it is a common platform. And so, again, I'm pleased that the campuses have come together around a study we've done for the last year that outlines an array of steps in the next 3 years that can get us to a more meaningful IT support. I would say a couple key elements of that. We're working on the governance right now to make sure that all voices are heard, integrated, and a common path is able to be defined with that input. We're working on the funding model, so that we make sure that it's not limited by what one campus can afford, but what we collectively can afford, to make sure that if we have to build it four times, it's going to be more expensive. Even though it might be a little bit more expensive than normally a campus could afford if we do it once, if we do it once, we'll save money collectively and we'll have better capabilities throughout the system. Similarly, we're in a world of data, where data is very powerful. Yes, we have to pay attention to privacy concerns and protection of that data, and we will. But to the extent that we have a customer relationship management system that's a hodgepodge of a little bit here, a little bit there, and different functions, different campuses, it doesn't allow you to learn from that shared practices and the information that a cohesive customer relationship management system called CRM can be. So getting our data right, getting our CRM right, are some of the engines that have proved to be powerful at many other universities. Many universities already have this. We don't. It's an example of where we are a bit behind in IT, and we need to catch up and deliver more. The other thing we're finding is we're in a world where students are even more so focused on experiences. What is that experience that they're used to? And they're becoming used to a pretty high level of digital, get on my phone anytime, anywhere, and do the kind of services I need to do to get my education. So making sure that we're delivering a phenomenal experience to our students. And part of the way we do that is empower faculty with more training, more capabilities in terms of integrating those digital components, digital means into their classroom experience.
University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy, thank you for joining us today, and best of luck with all the big things in front of you.
Well, thank you, and thanks again to all the faculty staff that have done just phenomenal efforts and are looking in creative ways to how we can deliver great experiences for our students this fall, as well as figuring out how we can get our research enterprise up and running and provide the kind of discovery that's going to help get us out of the challenges we're facing today and solve some of the big issues we face as a nation and world. Thank you all.
The University of Colorado comprises four campuses: Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora. To learn more about CU, go to www.cu.edu. Thanks to our producer, Kathy Buten, and audio engineer, John Arnold. I'm Ken McConnellog, and we'll see you on the air next month.
University of Colorado.